Here's a riddle for you. What do you call an economy with millions of unemployed workers and millions of unfilled jobs? America. Right now, young people with expensive degrees flip burgers to pay crushing student loans while companies desperately search for qualified workers they can't find. Jennifer Silda's research paints a stark picture: an entire generation postponing marriage, homeownership, and children because they can't secure stable employment. The average age of first marriage has climbed to 30. Nearly 20% of the long-term unemployed have simply given up looking. Yet 3 million American jobs sit vacant, particularly in healthcare, IT, and advanced manufacturing. The cruel irony? For every unemployed worker, there's a company with an empty chair. For every job seeker lacking skills, affordable training exists. We don't have a jobs problem, we have a mismatch problem, and it's rooted in a decades-old myth that everyone needs a four-year college degree to succeed. America once championed vocational education. Massachusetts Bay Colony required apprentices to learn reading and writing in 1642. By 1917, the Smith-Hughes Act integrated occupational training into public schools. Through the 1950s, high schools produced millions of job-ready graduates, modeling programs after Germany's system. Then, vocational education became tracking, a term linked to class stratification and racism. The College for Everyone movement took hold, and shop class became America's most sneered-at high school program. Today, only 2% of U.S. students concentrate in vocational programs, compared to nearly 50% in Europe's top economies. We've built a one-size-fits-all system ignoring human diversity. While schools favor logical, mathematical abilities, many students possess different intelligences that wither in traditional classrooms. A third of college-bound students work jobs they could have obtained without expensive degrees. Only 30% of young adults complete four-year college. Meanwhile, 47% of graduates work in positions not requiring their degrees. We're forcing square pegs into round holes and wondering why everyone's miserable. In Austria, Denmark, Finland, Germany, the Netherlands, Norway, and Switzerland, 40 to 70% of young people choose programs combining classroom learning with on-the-job training after grade 9 or 10. These nations enjoy youth unemployment rates roughly half those of countries that abandoned vocational education. Germany's system stands as the gold standard. 3 of every 4 secondary students complete paid internships or apprenticeships, spending 3 or 4 days weekly in workplace settings and 12 hours in vocational schools. Students choose from over 350 officially recognized training occupations, from metalworking to IT systems management. The result? Germany's youth unemployment was just 7.7%, compared to 14.4% in the United States. Companies invest heavily. Switzerland spends an average of $150,000 per apprentice over 4 years. BMW's German apprenticeship program boasts a 90% retention rate, with graduates often advancing to leadership within 5 years. As Angela Merkel explained Germany's economic strength to Tony Blair, "We still make things." The European model demonstrates that integrating academics with practical skills creates both individual opportunity and economic resilience. Modern career and technical education has transformed dramatically. Schools like Minuteman Regional High School in Lexington, Massachusetts, demonstrate this evolution with impressive outcomes. 100% of seniors pass state proficiency tests, 95% graduate, and 98% secure employment or college admission within 6 months, earning starting salaries 15% higher than traditional graduates. Students alternate weekly between academics and hands-on vocational training across 20 disciplines, from biotechnology to sustainable construction. After exploring all areas as freshmen, they choose a major and work 30 hours weekly during shop weeks as juniors and seniors, earning $10 to $12 hourly while gaining course credits. All complete an entrepreneurship course, developing business plans tied to their technical specialty. Graduates leave with diplomas, industry certifications, strong academics, and specialized training. Certificate programs offer another efficient pathway. 6 to 9 courses completed in 6 to 12 months for $2,000 to $15,000. Certificate holders earn median salaries 20% higher than high school graduates, with some in aerospace or advanced manufacturing reaching $60,000 to $80,000 annually within 5 years. Associate degrees cost dramatically less, averaging $6,300 versus $34,000 for public bachelor's degrees and $116,000 for private ones. Nearly 12.8 million students attend America's community colleges, making them the largest higher education sector. These schools serve remarkable diversity. 45% are ethnic or racial minorities, 2/3 attend part-time, and the average student is 28, working parents, career changers, first-generation students. The return on investment is exceptional. Students who complete associate degrees gain $5.10 in higher future wages for every $1 invested. Associate degree holders often enjoy better employment prospects than four-year graduates, with 1/3 starting at higher pay in technical and healthcare fields. Consider Paul Piffer, who earned an associate degree in diagnostic imaging after military service. Within a week, he secured an entry-level position with an MRI manufacturer. Through continuous skill building, he advanced to engineering lab manager, then to General Electric, developing sales expertise. Today, he manages a sales team for Siemens Healthcare's X-ray division, earning $85,000, $175,000 annually, without medical school debt. His trajectory demonstrates how associate degrees provide direct pathways to lucrative technical and management roles. Apprenticeships offer something magical, mastering skills under expert supervision while earning money. Unlike crowded classrooms, apprentices engage in daily one-on-one exchanges with mentors, building problem-solving abilities through real-world application. Many American founders began as apprentices: Paul Revere as a silversmith, Ben Franklin as a printer, Henry Ford as a machinist. Yet U.S. apprenticeships have declined from 470,000 in 2002 to 287,000 in 2013, less than 1% of workers. Modern apprenticeships have evolved dramatically. Volkswagen's Chattanooga plant features a 3-year program in a $40 million training academy with a 12-to-1 student-teacher ratio. Graduates receive a German Chamber of Commerce certificate, a job offer, and an associate degree. Training begins with rigorous projects developing precision, like crafting a hand vise using only basic tools, then progresses to electronics, robotics, and computer-controlled machining. The single most critical factor determining completion isn't motivation, it's mentorship. True mentors provide support and guidance without a direct reporting relationship, serving as sounding boards and identifying early warning signs of potential dropout. They transform apprenticeships from jobs into launching pads for lifelong careers. Skills-based education applies to everyone at any career stage. With technology rapidly making skills obsolete, even advanced degree holders face automation threats. Survival requires acquiring cutting-edge skills that make you indispensable. American infrastructure exemplifies this. Every employee follows a personalized career map spanning 1 to 7 years, with each step matched to specific training. The company provides 100% reimbursement for aligned programs, creating exceptional retention. Online learning platforms, community colleges, and MOOCs like edX and Coursera have revolutionized access to affordable, flexible education in everything from construction to green technology. In 2014, President Obama announced $500 million in grants for community college employer partnerships, recognizing that many high-paying future jobs won't require traditional 4-year degrees. Success begins with choosing your path and mastering technical skills, but true career longevity requires ongoing curiosity and hunger for knowledge. Embrace new learning, meet challenges head-on, and seek continuous growth. There's more than one right way to build a career. The possibilities are limitless, and the satisfaction from skilled work is available to anyone willing to pursue it.